I'm here with Dr. Purvi Mehra from the Dysmenorrhea Study. Dr. Mehra, could you please start by briefly introducing yourself?
Yes, so my name is Dr. Purvi Mehra. I have been doing clinical research for the last 12 years. We're located here in San Diego, and currently I'm the principal investigator or lead physician for this dysmenorrhea study.
Okay, and could you please briefly describe the Dysmenorrhea Study?
Yes, so the dysmenorrhea study is a study for the use of a vaginal ring in women who have moderate to severe dysmenorrhea, which is another word for painful menstrual periods. And the purpose of the study is to see if this ring can improve women's symptoms during their menstrual period. And that's particularly important because it's a very, very common condition, and many women have impacts on their daily functioning, including missed days of work and school, decreased social activities, impact on sleep. So the purpose of the study is to help that population.
Okay, and what might we learn from this study?
Well, what we're hoping to learn is that the use of the ring, which is similar in a way to oral contraception because it has the hormonal medication in the ring. However, unlike taking oral contraception pills, once you insert the ring stays in for 21 days. So it really takes out all of the work of having to remember to take a pill every day and all of the issues around compliance. So we're hoping to learn that the hormones in the vaginal ring work similarly in decreasing those painful periods, but without the nuisance of having to take a pill every day.
Okay, and what impact might that have on individuals in the future?
Well, our goal for the future is that less people suffer from pain across the board. And this indication, painful menstrual cramps, is really something that affects otherwise healthy women who for the rest of the month are fine and they're busy and they're doing all the things they need to do. But then for these few days every month, they suffer from significant pain, which is really hard to manage with our current treatments. So our goal for the future would be to really help women not have these painful days in the month, and they can just continue going on being as productive as they are without having to slow down.
And could that have any impact on the healthcare system or society at large in the future?
Certainly. I think one, having people who are pain-free is always good, not only for the person, but also for all of the ways they contribute to society. So, the absenteeism, just missing out on activities, even socializing and sleep, all of those things being disrupted on a regular basis. If we were able to decrease that or really even get rid of it, I think it would have a huge impact, not only on the women who suffer personally, but for all the people who are in those women's lives.
Okay. And what kind of people are needed to make this research happen?
So we are looking for women who are menstruating and who are under the age of 50. And really, to participate in this trial, you need to have those two main criteria. You have to have clearly identified painful periods. So you're fine the rest of the month, and then during that time, you have significant pelvic cramps and discomfort.
And what would women who participate in this study need to do?
Well, the first step would be coming to our office. And when you come into our office, you're seen by a physician, and we would ask you some preliminary questions. And if it seems like it would be a good fit, then you would receive an informed consent, and we would proceed from there. During the study, you would have physical exams performed by a physician, and then we would be asking you simple questions about how you're feeling and how you're doing. There would be a home diary that you need to do, which is very important because that's ultimately how we would tell if your pain was improved. And there's a total of six visits where you come into the office and you're seen during the study.
You mentioned that when they come into the office, they would receive an informed consent. Could you explain what that is?
Yes. So an informed consent is a document that goes over absolutely everything that would occur during the study. So many of the questions that you asked me today are all clearly outlined in the informed consent. And if someone came to the office, they would be given an informed consent and they would be given plenty of time to read over that consent. And then a physician would come back in and answer any questions they have. So the informed consent is the very beginning of a study, and it's the most important piece because it's really making sure that somebody who decides to participate in a study like this understands from A to Z every single thing that would happen during the study.
Are there any possible benefits or compensation for the women who participate in this study?
Yes. Well, if there is a possibility that their symptoms of painful periods would improve, but if they don't, or if they receive placebo, because it's a placebo-controlled trial, they would be contributing greatly to science that is absolutely necessary to help this issue, not only for themselves, but for other women who suffer from dysmenorrhea.
And is there any...
Yes, sorry, I didn't answer that question. So they just for time and travel, we understand people have busy lives, they're at work, and so to come to appointments and for their time and travel, they're compensated $100 per completed visit.
Are there any common questions that people have when they're considering whether to participate in this study?
Yeah, so we typically get a lot of great questions from our participants. They spend a good deal of time reading the informed consent, and most people want to know if what they go through in the study or what they receive will help them with their symptoms. And the way all of these studies are designed, because it's very important that they're scientific, ultimately it's the only way the FDA can decide whether they should approve a medication for all of us to use is if they have the science to support it. So when you're in a study, you may receive the active study medication and you may receive placebo. But either way, the contribution during the study is really to provide the information that's going to help other women like them, and possibly them in the future as well, if this treatment gets approved.
Dr. Mayra, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think you've asked all the right questions.
Okay. Dr. Mayra, thank you very much.
Thank you.